Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for meeting us. Thank you that you chose us to come and meet us and shine your light into our hearts so that we can be aware of your promises, great and precious promises, and then you could come and let us experience as we held on to it by faith. Thank you, Jesus. And appreciate this goodness and this mercy and this amazing new covenant of love that has come to us and has come to all the earth, to those that draw near. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Ephesians 5, verse 11 to 16. Take no part in and have no fellowship with the fruitless deeds and enterprises of darkness, but instead, let your lives be so in contrast as to expose and reprove and convict them. For it's a shame even to speak of or mention the things that such people practice in secret. But when anything is exposed and reproved by the light, it is made visible and clear. And where everything is visible and clear, there is light. Therefore he says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall shine. Make day dawn upon you and give you light. Look carefully then how you walk. Live purposefully and worthily and accurately, not as the unwise and witless, but as wise, sensible, intelligent people, making the very most of the time, buying up every opportunity, because the days are evil.
Hallelujah. Right in the beginning of our readings, we got this. The verses here, we must expose the deeds of darkness. And I'm just getting down to take no part. So other translation says we must expose the deeds of darkness. Let your life be in contrast to the darkness, but expose and reprieve and convict it. And so I was in a church here in Durban at the time. And on my way there, the Spirit was saying to me, be careful. And I was thinking, is this the Spirit of God or the devil trying to keep me away from God's things? Because, I felt the moving. And then we were in church and a guy was talking about the backtracking. Can you remember those days? About, the devils in that and, paying the record back and then comes out warped and demonic. And he was sharing about that. And then he shared the scripture, we must expose, prove, the deeds of darkness. And there again, the Spirit is moved. And then I read further, and then I saw in verse 12, for it is a shame to even speak of such things. So it's not in the speaking and the highlighting of the wrong things, because what you're doing when you're just highlighting the problems, the deeds of darkness, what the devil is doing in the world today, what are you doing? You're a newspaper again. You like the newspaper. And you're just advertising darkness. Francois loves to say in it, it's when you're caught up in things like that, you're resurrecting a defeated foe. You're giving him glory. And so there, and then at the same time, I just saw a picture. We in Christ. And when we're in Christ, we can say we like in the feet and we the smallest toes. But the smallest toe, and anyone in Christ is supposed to look to the head from which they will grow. And the same way you can think of it, if you were one time caught up, a branch caught up in all the wrong vines, the wrong drinking and fighting, and I'm a wise guy, I'm good in this and that. You could caught up in all different things. It's both good and evil. But now when you've been born again, you are into the vine, into Jesus. So again there, just like looking to the head and growing from what is given to you as you look to the head, it's the same way the branch is tapped into the vine. And this is the problem. When we just know the wrong, we can become experts on the wrong. So at first we were doing the wrong, so we're just like normal dustbins. But then later on, when we start knowing what is wrong, we can become expert dustbins, holding on to rubbish. But we've got to go further. We've got to get born again. We've got to get into the kingdom, and we've got to get into fellowship, as it goes on here. And it says, it's when you awake you arise from the dead. It's when you awake and you have got promises, great and precious promises, that's where you can shine. And then in the beautiful prayer in Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 15, we hear the prayer there that, you know, we all have a name. Every family in heaven and earth finds a true name in the Lord. And when you wake up to that and you surrender to not just a Sunday meeting, but to a life of being in tune, because you realize this love supersedes knowledge, supersedes everything. And so you get into it and then you stay in the flow of it. And then you allow God to open up. You first become, once you're born of the Spirit, you can now access Jesus. And accessing Jesus is letting his life flow in you and through you. And it's all by faith. So a relationship brings about faith, and then he can flow through you. And then you take hold of that goodness that he's showing you, great and precious promises. And then you can experience it. So it's an ongoing being a river. So you were once a dustbin, and maybe you later on became an expert dustbin, knowing all about the rubbish, but now you're a new creation. Amen. You're a child of the living God. You're tapping into him and experiencing him on a daily basis, hourly basis, a minutely basis, and you're flowing with him. This is the goodness of God. This is exploring the lengths, the depths, the breadths, and the height of God, and being everything God made you to be. Amen. Be blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.